There are many factors these days that have placed a large and ever-growing data management burden on businesses and IT departments. And that is forcing a lot of organizations, regardless of the age of their current storage equipment, to really focus and consider a storage refresh at this time. It has organizations looking at modern technologies like hybrid flash and all-flash arrays. Also, organizations are taking serious looks at cloud storage options. Once a strategy is in place, regardless of what's chosen, these same then IT departments really then need to focus on protection from the types of disasters that could result in data loss impacting the new technologies that they've put in place. So a lot going on in terms of storage to talk about, and that's what we're going to do on our podcast here today. Hey folks, I'm James Hilliard. Joining me, Kurt Hildebrand. He is on board. He is the Storage Practice Director for the Solutions and Services Division at PC Connection, Inc. Kurt here to talk about storage modernization. We'll talk about data protection and business continuity, and we will also talk about storage optimization strategies. Kurt, really appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here, James.
If I were to list off all of Kurt's certifications, we'd use up all the time we have. Just trust me when I say EMC, VMware, Cisco, Microsoft, Cisco, all those types of professional certifications, those follow Kurt's name on his business card. And when I see something like that, Kurt, it tells me that for the good past 12 years or so, you've had a great front row seat into the real evolution of storage and storage becoming such an important part of any IT project that teams take part in these days.
Yeah, it's been really interesting, actually. And you're right, over the past 12, 13 years or so, I have seen a lot of dramatic changes happen. And, you know, as my career has developed and kind of migrated through different elements of the data center, I've definitely seen how storage crosses over and impacts, you know, a wide range of data center technologies and applications.
Kurt, an observation I've made is that storage used to be a little bit of an afterthought. It was kind of an add-on to a lot of IT projects. These days, I see it a little more front and center at the table when an organization is talking about a new project, be it mobility, virtualization, what have you. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Definitely. I mean, I think we've all heard, even just in the news, even if you're not in information technology, that it's all about data these days. Everything is about getting the data, using the data, and extracting the value out of it. And that's absolutely the way it is in information technology as well. I mean, originally when I was in the information systems field, you're right, I don't want to say storage was necessarily, you know, just an afterthought or an add-on, but it was definitely something that was sort of secondary to a lot of other concerns, like the application or the servers or the network infrastructure. But now there's a lot of opportunities that are really storage-led or are data-driven.
Let's talk about the three I mentioned in our introduction. We'll start with storage modernization. First off, define it.
Okay, well, when we talk about storage modernization, what we're really saying is that the technology with regard to how data is stored, is held, you know, for access and usage, is going through a radical paradigm shift right now in the industry. So for most of my career in IT, storage has been all about this magnetical storage, you know, spinning magnetic disks, and everything really for the past, several decades, 20, 30 years or even longer, has been based on this entire concept of a spinning, you know, rotational disk and disk geometries and all these other things that play into the challenges of basically getting bits and bytes into and out of a device that stores them. But now we're getting into a realm where that entire concept is being turned on its head. And there are two primary reasons for that. One is the growth of the use of flash storage media, because the price and the performance of that has come in alignment with what businesses now can afford to procure, as well as the concept of the cloud. That is to say, it's no longer an asset even that necessarily I have to own, but it's just a place where my data lives. It's a repository. And how and where that particular data is being stored is really no longer my concern. It's just about business requirements and how fast and in what way can I access that data. So when we talk about storage modernization, what we're really saying is that businesses are going to have to reevaluate their entire storage and data, you know, data management infrastructure at this time, because if we don't, we're going to be missing the boat on something that can actually drive up performance, drive down costs, lower administrative overhead, and increase functionality all at the same time. And that's you know, that's a key differentiator for businesses that have to manipulate huge amounts of data, find those nuggets, those gems in, you know, in these massive amounts of data that we now have available, and bring that to bear in terms of a value add for their customers.
And it's small, medium, large, global enterprises are all kind of having to take a step back and look at storage modernization because of all the new technologies now that are available that are going to advance things very quickly in the coming years.
Yeah, it's across the board. I mean, it's an information technology-wide phenomenon. It doesn't hit any particular business segment or vertical. Everyone has data. Everyone has increasing amounts of it. Everyone needs to drive down IT costs and increase performance. Taking advantage of these modern technologies is absolutely going to be a differentiator for companies in IT.
When there are these IT-wide initiatives that impact everybody, one of the things that I'm very aware of my many years covering and talking with IT pros is these are the types of projects they often look for partners like PC Connection to come to the table, because your services guys are out there front and center on early projects. That rolls into the next wave of adopters, eventually moves into early adopters, and then everyone kind of coming on board. That's really one of the benefits of having a partner working on a storage modernization, because it looks at so many different things, right?
Agreed. And in addition to that, it's the accelerating rate of change as well, and also the unfamiliarity of a lot of these new technologies to existing IT support organizations. You know, like I just said, we've been doing rotational, you know, magnetic storage for a long, long time. Now suddenly flash comes along, it's a totally different animal. Similarly with cloud, you know, there's different, fundamentally different ways in which these new technologies can be used. And partners like PC Connection have seen a wide range of these use cases across the industry, can bring those best practices to bear depending on the customer's unique situation.
And then you have the relationships with the tech partners out there to find really the right technology fit for that organization. Maybe they're a smaller team, so they need technology from one vendor as opposed to a large multinational that might have other, you know, technology, hardware needs, et cetera. So that's where you can help sort that out with folks as well.
Exactly. So having the benefit of a more neutral, product-neutral approach, we can just take a look at the customer's business requirements and tailor fit a solution to fit those precise needs.
Hey, Kurt, that's going to be a great place to wrap up today's conversation. And folks, for you, if you do want to learn more about the products and services that can help ensure your organization is ready for today's storage challenges, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Contact your account manager today to learn more about beginning your next IT project with the help of PC Connection's on-staff experts. You can also learn more online, pcconnection.com/storage services, or you're invited to call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to send us an email, you can do that as well. It is connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Connection Point.